Fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Andrew Manjon. He's the CEO and chairman of EC Language Centres. Now, tell us a bit about your school, because it's all over the place.
Yeah, well, we do operate in a number of different countries, Monique. Currently, we're operating in 6 countries around the world.
And what, you're teaching English in all of those places?
Yeah, so the model is full immersion language training. So the predominant language we're teaching right now is English, hence the sort of English destinations. Mm-hmm. We do have one destination, which is Montreal, where we teach both English and French.
Cool. Okay, so I think I read that you're in South Africa, UK, Ireland, obviously Malta, USA, and Canada.
That's right.
There you go. So you had to go to all these places, obviously.
I did many, many times, in fact. And look, let's face it, we're not just in these countries, but we're in some of the best cities in these countries. So they're all very aspirational destinations.
Excellent. So we're actually going to be talking about your musical memories today. Now, I think we're a similar sort of age, so I was pretty shocked.
that I still have a memory, mate?
No. That, like, most of your tracks are completely different, you know, they're completely not from my growing upness, you know. So yeah, I thought that was quite strange. So but the first one we're going to start with is Losing My Religion by REM. So tell us a bit about this track and where it takes you.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess it takes me back to a period in time when I was an international student myself. I was studying in the United States, in Iowa, in the Midwest, and it just brings back memories of being actually a DJ at our university studios, KWLC.
Yeah, I'll move over, Geordie. I've got somebody. So you were DJ there during your student time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I always worked on campus. I mean, you know, American education is very expensive, and you know, so I complemented my education with work. And in one of my last years at university, I was DJing at a local radio station.
Excellent. So what were you actually studying? Were you studying communications or anything? Or
I actually double majored. So in the United States, you can double major if you want to. So I had double majored in business management and French.
Ah, okay. There you go. So I'm not going to do any French with you because that's really going to be messy. But we're going to move swiftly in to Losing My Religion by REM.
Consider this.
So after the US, what did you do? Does that take us into your next track, which is Change the World by Eric Clapton?
Well, sort of. After university, I spent about 4 years working in international trade, living in a lot of different countries. I spent a few years in India and then moved on to Russia and Lithuania. Very interesting times. It was sort of just recently after Perestroika, so you know, the place wasn't going through a lot of change. But I guess the next track really takes me back to 1997, which is when I first joined EC.
Okay.
And I guess the title also sort of links into these sort of aspirations I had to change the world.
Oh. And you kind of did in your own way, so, and you're helping other people change their world, so... You know, that's quite cool. So this is something, do you sing along to this when it comes out, when it plays?
It just takes me back to that period of time, you know, 1997, when I just got involved with EC and, you know, we had big plans and big, hairy, audacious goals.
Right, so we're going to change the world now with Eric Clapton.
The stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems, but for now. Only in my dreams, and I can change
Yeah, see, I love that song. I can't help singing along to it in my head, thankfully not out loud. The next song, I'm hoping this isn't going to sort of tell a story in itself, is called Complicated by Avril Lavigne. Again, quite surprised to see this on your playlist.
Yeah, I guess, look, it's a song I recognized from that period of time. So this was 2002, and we started taking our first steps outside the island.
Okay.
You know, it's one thing running a school in one place, which you know very well. But as soon as we started moving out of Malta, this was our first move into the UK, where we bought a school in Brighton. And Jesus, did it become complicated? So I thought, you know, Avril Lavigne's Complicated fits the year.
So it just takes you right back to the challenges. So what are, because we think we're very English, you know, we sort of think we think like English and whatever. What are the differences that you found doing business?
Well, first of all, being taken seriously. I mean, I remember going to sit down with the then CEO of the association in the UK, English UK, and telling him we were looking to buy schools in UK. And he was sort of like shocked, like a Maltese school coming to buy schools in UK. So, you know, I mean, it took time to get taken seriously. Obviously, now we're one of their biggest members.
So this wasn't that, it was probably, 20 years after the British had left? So there was, should have still been that legacy in the history, you know, but...
There was, and it wasn't as difficult maybe as moving into somewhere far, far different, but there were still complications.
So we're gonna go down with Avril Lavigne's Complicated.
She yelling for, lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one on one. But you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me what is it gonna make things so complicated? I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn. Dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at. You see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else. And everyone else, you're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like. Straight in. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you take.
So the next one, sorry, Nickelback. Yeah, you're a shocker for me today. So this is good. So Nickelback's Photograph, that's 2006. Where does that track take you then?
So that track definitely takes me to one of our most beautiful destinations in Cape Town in South Africa.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I have to say, like, you know, there was a business case behind South Africa and it's done very well for us. But I mean, this was definitely love at first sight. It's a beautiful city. For any of you who haven't been down there, make the trip.
So what do you suggest people see and do while they're down there? Apart from if they don't need to learn English, you know.
Well, I mean, I think there's just so much to see. There's wildlife. If you sort of get a few hours outside of Cape Town, there are just beautiful vistas of these impressive mountains coming right down to the sea, gorgeous beaches. And the light in Cape Town is just something else, which is probably why it attracts so much of the modeling industry and filming for adverts.
Is that really why you go? So,
I mean, you know, I think the people are great. The food is amazing. It's great value for money. So, you know, once you get over the hit of the flight down there, everything else is just great value for money.
And from here, it's in the same time zone as well. So you don't have any of that jet lag issues and things like that.
Exactly. So. I mean, it's amazing getting off an 11-hour flight and you just don't have jet lag. So you could have even gone down there for just 3-4 days and you're fine.
Okay, but you do have a lot of energy, I have to say. So we're going to listen to Nickelback's Photograph.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh. Why did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the prison owner fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking up. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time I'd better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? That's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me in. Oh, 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 oh God, every memory of looking out the back door. I have a photo I was breathing on my bedroom door. It's time to say it, time to say it. Goodbye, goodbye. Every memory of walking out the front door. Since God knows when. Oh, 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 oh.
So next, Amy Winehouse and Rehab. Fabulous, fabulous song. Yeah, tell us more.
I mean, I wouldn't read too much into it. I just think she's a, or she was a phenomenal performer, an amazing voice. And I just remember being quite captivated by her. This song dates back to 2007. And I remember in 2007, I was very actively searching for schools on the East Coast in the US. It was always a dream of mine to get back into the United States after having been a student there myself. And this is when we acquired our first school in Boston on the East Coast.
Excellent. And still going strong, Boston?
Yeah, I mean, well, look, you know, the United States has taken quite a hit. I think the Trump government didn't help at all for our industry. And unfortunately, and no pun intended, the current government hasn't really woken up to the fact that, it's more challenging for students to get into the United States. But it was a great destination for us for many, many years. And I remain confident it will come back.
And you have more schools in the U.S. as well. There's a handful,
yeah, we're now currently 5 schools in the U.S. We've got 2 on the East Coast in Boston and New York, and 3 on the West Coast in California, and Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego.
I think I need to go and improve my English, actually. I think I need to sign up for one of these courses.
Well, you could always do some accent enhancements.
There you go. There you go. That's it. I'm going to book a flight to New York straight after the show, and after dancing around the studio to Rehab by Amy Winehouse.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
another amazing songstress next on your list here. So this is 2011. You're taking us back there with Rolling in the Deep by Adele. What's that about?
Well, I actually watched her live once at Glastonbury.
Wow, okay.
She was amazing. I mean, this woman's just got a tremendous voice. Again, this sort of link sort of takes me back to a time when this song was sort of first out in 2011-12. And we were taking some big steps ourselves. We acquired our first large chain of schools, this time in Canada. So rather than just, you know, acquiring one school here and one school there, we went in and bought a group of three schools in Montreal, Vancouver, and Toronto.
Okay.
Toronto as
Toronto. Yeah, you've got to give it. Yeah, you know, you're telling me about accent training. Come on. So you did that, and those schools are still going strong as well. So you do. I saw something about university programs there. So
yeah. So I mean, you know, it's become a very popular destination. A lot of students want to get into universities in Canada. So as well as training them in English or French, as the case may be, we also sort of offer them a track into universities through our UPath programs.
And I saw something about teenagers. Is it young achievers?
That's right. Yeah, we're running this program in Montreal, and that's targeting groups of you know, young teenagers coming over for, you know, 2-3 weeks.
And they can learn French while they're there, do loads of activities. It looks
cool. Montreal is a great city. Mm. I mean, it really is an amazing city, not just for young people, but I think also for sort of adults. There's some fantastic restaurants. Obviously, there's Cirque du Soleil, the home of Cirque du Soleil is in Montreal. So lots of things to do.
And Canada, I think, is very famous for graphics and film special effects and stuff. And I was talking to someone the other day, they were from Montreal, and they were talking about in the winter, they have these ice sculptures like out in the streets, and you have ice bars and ice parties. Just sounds like a really cool place to go, but really, really good fun. So that's yeah. Anyway, we're going to go Rolling in the Deep with Adele.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I leave with every piece of. Friends.
So I do know one thing about you, is that you are into film soundtracks and things. So this is from the Forrest Gump film, I'm Forrest, by Alan Silvestri. So tell us a bit more about your film music love and where this track takes you.
So I'm just enamored with music from films and soundtracks. And, you know, I've downloaded sort of hundreds of these soundtracks. Obviously, this takes me back to 2017. A number of things were happening in 17. You know, if I'm staying on the sort of EC track, we acquired a school in Dublin, which was quite exciting. But I think most importantly, my son was born in 17, and this track just takes me back to him. It's got this sort of male child feeling to it, and it's a journey through life as well, so I guess listen to this song.
And do you like the movie as well?
I do. I've watched it several times. It's just really a celebration of, you know, modern American history,
and it's all that innocence and kindness and everything else and friendship. It's a really, really lovely film, and I love Tom Hanks. Love Tom Hanks. So I'm Forrest by Alan Silvestri. We're going to hear a portion of that track next. So the next one, I love this as well. This is Massive Attack and Unfinished Symphony. So hopefully we get to hear the whole shebang of this one. I'm looking sweetly at the engineer. where does that one take you? So that's quite a different trend for music. So where does that take you?
It is. But it does take me back to 2018, which was just an incredibly hectic year. First of all, I was finishing off a program that I was doing at Harvard Business School, which I'd been working on for about 3 years. So I was, you know, really stuck
into...
Was that
remotely or you had to keep...
No. I was actually based at Harvard Business School. And, you know, Harvard Business School loved the case study approach. So I was just, you know, swamped in case studies. And at the same time, as I was there, we were concluding our largest acquisition ever. We were buying one of our biggest competitors, a company called Embassy, which we were buying from an American private equity firm, a company called Providence Equity. And this was a big, big deal. I mean, we're acquiring, you know, 13 adult schools, 20 junior centers. There were about 450 staff coming along with this acquisition. So it was definitely complicated. And but this track's got energy to it, and it defines the time.
And that all with a one-year-old by this stage in the game as well. So
That's right.
Do you sleep?
And a very supportive wife, of
course.
There
you go. But yeah, so hopefully we're going to listen to all of this. I really, really love this track. This is Unfinished Symphony by Massive Attack.
Thank you.
So you mentioned your wife there. Now, she's got a pretty high-powered job as well.
She really does, yeah.
Yes.
Puts me to shame.
So tell us quickly what she does.
Well, she's the chief of staff to one of the executive vice presidents at Microsoft. So, yeah, she's right at the very top.
A huge, huge, huge job.
Yeah, well, it's a huge company.
Yeah, no, even, but yours, you know, it doesn't sound like EC's doing too bad. You've got all these staff and schools and people all over the place. And how many kids do you get through your programs a year, or people, should I say, because it's not just children?
Well, I mean, in normal times, because obviously we've just been through a pretty massive crisis, but in normal times we'd have between, you know, 45 and 50,000 students coming through our schools every year.
Wow. Okay. Mm. That's a, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, a lot of admin, I'm thinking. Like,
a lot.
But no, that's really cool. So this next track is Fred again. I didn't know this at all. And this is Maria, We've Lost Dancing.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's going to be a bit sad.
Well, this song just epitomizes everything that was happening in 2020 and in 2021. You know, this is about the pandemic. This is about, you know, not just losing dancing, but we lost so many other things. I think we lost personal communication and personal contact. I think to a certain extent, we lost sort of sanity. And definitely for our organization, it was quite traumatic. So this song really resonates with me at that time.
And how did you feel personally about not being able to travel? Because it sounds like you kind of bounce around quite a bit and you're quite international.
Well, from age 7, I hadn't been on the ground for so long. I was actually on the ground for about 9 months. I hadn't been on the ground for so long since I was 17 years old.
Wow.
And let's say that's a long time ago. So it was pretty strange. But I was out traveling again as soon as I could
get on the first plane, you know, I'll drive it myself kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Did you do, I mean, obviously you were still running the organization in the background, but did you do anything else? It sounds like you like to learn, you like to continue to improve. Did you do anything else on a personal basis through the pandemic that kind of changed you or just gave you a new strand because you now had this time on the ground?
I wouldn't say there was anything really life-changing. I think that the most important things were having more time with family, which I definitely welcomed, particularly with my daughter who was studying abroad and came back and was, you know, spent a whole year studying from Malta, and then with my son and my wife, and then just really sort of working on fitness and exercise.
Get you through the next round of when things are going to open up again. So we're going to listen to Maria by Fred again, and hopefully it doesn't take us back to the pandemic, but you know what I mean.
We've lost dancing. This year we've had to lose our space. We've lost dancing. All these things that we took for granted. We've lost dancing. We've lost dancing.
the friends and people that we loved, all these things that we took for granted. We've lost dancing. We've lost dancing. If I can live through this next 6 months, we've lost dancing. Day by day, we've lost dancing. If I can live through this, we've lost dancing. What comes next will be marvelous.
The last track, it's gone, yeah, very fast. It's quite dynamic, which I think it just is what you are. And this is another track I didn't know, and I'm just going to warn listeners maybe not to have the volume turned up too loud. this one, this is quite a powerful song. So this is Nova Was Here by Joris Voorn. Voorn, gosh, I can't even see.
It's one of those Dutch names.
Ah, right. Voorn. Where on earth does this take you to?
Okay, look, I have a very eclectic taste
yes.
in music. So I will go from, you know, film soundtracks to classical music to opera
mm-hmm.
to rock to hard rock to house, trance. And this is a DJ I came across in the last few years, and I just love this song. It's just powerful. I love a lot of his music, so I'm just putting it out there as something, you know, for the new age as we come back and recover from these last few years.
And is this something you kind of work out to and you push yourself to, or you? Because it sounds like that kind of.
It's powerful. It's
yeah.
powerful, and a lot of his. I find a lot of his music very uplifting and powerful.
Excellent. So I did warn you all. This is Joris Voorn. Nova Was Here. It's been fantastic talking to you. That's Andrew Manjon from EC Language Centres. Really, really nice to meet you properly.
Thanks a lot, Monique.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.